but it's not, it's, you never plan those things. Just felt at the time, after four periods playing against Cleveland, four and a half periods, the penalties were 2 and 2-11 for them. So we had only two power plays, and I didn't feel at the time that it was fair. And things were said, and things happened, and it's an emotional game, and I told the referee what I thought.
Nice to see your team put forth that kind of effort in the final game of the season, though.
Well, the effort of our team never been a problem, and the guys, yes, it was. To answer your question, yes, it was nice to see, but we didn't doubt the fact that they would show up. A lot of pride in that room, and we wanted to finish the season properly, and it was a playoff type of game, and we wanted to create that kind of atmosphere. I think we forced Cleveland to play that type of game as well, even though those guys were in a race for playoffs, but it was good to see our guys reacting the way they did through adversity. Yeah.
How do you assess the year, the first year for you as the head coach of the Montreal Wolves?
Well, it was great. I thought the support system is there. Really enjoyed working with the staff. First and foremost, we hired the right people. The support staff, the assistant coaches, the way we've been supported by the management. It was a transition, obviously. Being 5 years in the NHL and the way things work, and then going to the American League, was a transition for myself. But having a guy like Mark Morrison that's been here for so long, that really helped me. Working with the new guys, the rookies, and then the kids coming from college, I kind of knew what to expect. But just learning the league, there's a lot of different things in that league. Like coaches won't be in that league, they won't shy away from trying new things that you don't usually see. You see that more in junior than in the NHL. Just dealing with the way we travel and just the details of the game that are not necessarily related to the game itself. But that was, other than that, I thought it went pretty well.
By my unofficial count, I think you have 13 players this year who put on both Moose and Jets jerseys at some point. Is that, if I'd asked you for a number at the beginning of the year, is that higher than you would have thought, lower, about what you would have thought?
You never know. You never know. And that's when I first met with the management about that job, and that's the first thing they told me. That's the biggest challenge of the American League, that turnover, players coming in and coming from the East Coast going to the NHL, and that movement of players is consistent. So you never know. What happens with the big team really dictates what's going on with us, the injuries, the schedule they had. It was a challenge, but that's why we're there. I felt we did a good job to prepare the kids or the players that were called up, and that's why we're here.
By the same token, as far as player rank goes, you had 13 ECHL players in the lineup at some point this year, and by Mitch's count, one game against Grand Rapids where you had 9 in the one game.
Yeah.
Is that unusual even within the scope of the AHL?
I'll tell you in a few years if I'm still here, because that's my only experience. And that's what we had to deal with, and that's part of that's why this league exists. It's to prepare players to move up to the NHL, but also give opportunities to different players. And there's a lot of good players in the East Coast Hockey League, and when given the opportunity, sometimes you look at Danny DeSalvo. He was in the East Coast. We gave him a chance, and he stayed with us the whole season. So you know, it's part of it, and most of the time, it's dictated by injuries. So then these are the things we don't control.
Is there a better or a right way to do an AHL team? You look at some staples of the AHL that seem to be in the playoffs every year. They They often bring in numerous veterans to surround their younger players. The Moose seem to be, the Jets organization seems to be determined to really do the building with the young players and
yep.
let them grow. If that means some short-term sort of pain for maybe longer-term gain, is that the right way to do it in your estimation?
There's a process there, and we need to respect the process. All other teams do their business. Is their choice. We feel that playing our young guys is our way to have them play minutes and big minutes in important times of the season. So at times it comes with a cost, but we strongly feel that going in that direction is going to help us in the long term. You know, you have Jack Roslovic going and play a game with the Winnipeg Jets, and he's doing a good job, and he was ready for that challenge. Kyle Connor coming down with us, he goes back up, he's doing a good job. At the end of the day, our job is to help the Winnipeg Jets win some hockey games and prepare the guys. There's going to be a time, I believe, that we're going to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together where developing and winning will come together, and we're getting there. Yes, we want to win. I mean, that's why I'm in this business, and that's why we love this business, because it's competitive, and you want to win hockey games, and you want to win championship, and you want to get into the playoffs. And I think we're heading in that direction. We had a lot of good draft picks. Our scouting staff is doing a great job. I believe in that plan. I'm on board 100%, and I think we're going into. So we improved from last year. We're going to improve next year. The goal is to make the playoffs, no doubt. But they're not at the price of not playing Jack Roslovic or Kyle Connor. Your top prospects have to play. So there's a balance that we need to reach, but right now we're on track.
Speaking of Kyle Connor, he had 8 goals his first 32 games with the Moose this year, 17 goals the last 20. Was there as dramatic a difference in his on-ice play as there was with the results themselves?
You know, Kyle Connor has a lot of skills. So I've been saying that quite a bit. You look at him from a fan standpoint, or from even a coach standpoint. When you look at him play, he's got skills. He's got speed. He's got hands. He's got good reads. He's got offensive hockey sense that is way above average. What he does the best is self-evaluation after a game. So his first few games with us, there was part of it was disappointment. I mean, you're being sent down, you're top pick, you want to be with the big team, you've prepared all summer to be with the big team, you got sent down. There's some disappointment that he had to deal with, and then he took responsibility for his game and to improve. Yes, we did have a lot of meetings, but at the end of the day, the player has to take responsibility for his game, and he just responded well. And part of it is also guys like Patrice Cormier and J.C. Lepon that were playing on the same line, and they pushed him to get better. And it's a combination of different things. But at the end of the day, Kyle Connor is a special player, and he's one of the reason that he's a special player. It's because he can evaluate himself extremely well, so he knows what to work on. And with the tools that he has and the ability that he has to create offense and play the game he can play, it's just a great mix.
With so many young guys, you've got a veteran group of Patrice Cormier, Kevin Churchman, Darren Kramer. What have those guys meant to this young team?
You look at the stats sheet, you look at the record, you look at, and nothing of that can explain the importance of those guys on a hockey team. You come to the rink every day for practice, you go on the road, the guys go and prepare themselves, morning skate. Those guys bring a different aspect and a leadership aspect, and having good veterans like those guys gave us a chance to keep developing our players at the end of the year, even though we were not in the playoffs. So they keep the mindset right, or they help the coaches keeping the mindset right. So it's a huge asset. And it's not something that you can look at the stats and say, oh, well, he did this or that. It's beyond that. It's something that you don't read on the in the stats, on the stat sheet. It's an influence on the younger players to get better, to keep pushing themselves. It's just it's being a team and creating a team. Those guys have a huge part, and it's way beyond numbers.
What did you think you were getting with Kevin Churchman this year, and did he surprise you in a positive way? Here's a guy on just an AHL deal, and I think an argument could be made that he was your most dependable defenseman.
Quite consistent, for sure. We didn't expect him to be a power play guy. That's not his his background, but he took the challenge. He did very well. Great personality, great team player. He's a hardworking guy. We finished 13th in the league on the power play, which is pretty good. Of course, you want to finish first. That's the goal, but still top half of the league, and he was part of it. So for him to take on that challenge, a different role, and being the person that he is around the team, helped the younger players but and helped us win some games as well.
You talk about special teams. The Moose finished 29th on the PK this year, and the Jets' power play PK struggle has been well documented.
Yeah.
Any sense of maybe a power a penalty kill organizational issue, given that both are struggling a bit that way?
Certainly we're going to have to look at it. I've been in touch with Paul consistently throughout the season, and I'm in control of what I can control, and that's the Moose right now. And Paul is a big guy, and we've been talking about it that we need to improve. And there's different reasons for that. I'm not going to go into the details, but that's a part of our game that we need to improve.
His numbers this year represent accurately how well he played?
Well, second year guy, we were giving a lot of shots against some nights, and he responded well. You know, you have to look at the big picture with Eric Comrie. He's a good player, and he's an NHL prospect. He gave us a lot of wins this year, and the way he prepares himself and the way he plays and the way he practices, we just see the big picture in his case. And this kid is a good goaltender, so I don't think his numbers is a good reflection of how good he is.
Is there one thing for you that stands out as a memory from the season, from your first season as a head coach of the Mount Olympus?
You know what? Yeah, the best memories are when you see your team fighting like we did, fighting in the sense that working hard and driving the team to win some hockey games, even though you're at the end of the season. Seeing the team getting together and regrouping together for one cause, but I guess the great when you're in the American League, you're pushing your players to get to the NHL. So when I sit down on my couch and I see Kyle Connor or Jack Roslovic or Eric Comrie or Nelson Noje playing in the NHL, it all makes sense. And that's the purpose of our team. Surround those guys with the right people and get to win some games with those guys, to me it's a bunch of memories. But seeing those guys being called up and performing is something that that's the reason why I'm here, and that's the reason why I was hired for that team is to create an environment to develop those guys, and I think we did a good job at that.
We hear some guys talk about what they're going to work on this summer, little things.
Yeah.
But as a coach, going from year one to year two,
yeah.
What do you think you have to do?
I've been doing different things. For as long as I've been coaching, so every summer I'll pick to one subject that I will really study. So I'll give you an example. One summer it was the power play. So I've studied the power play. I've studied all the NHL teams, the top three NHL teams, and I digged into that subject and how to score goals and how to create a good power play and why those teams are good on the power play. And every year I choose a subject that I think I need to improve, and it's my school time as far as I am concerned. That's when I have the time to be objective, not too emotional about a subject, and just study a subject. So of course, going to different seminars, talking to different people, but I really use my summer properly in a sense that I that's my time to study and go back to school, as far as there's no schools for coaches. So I have to create my own development and for me to study a different subject and really study the subject and dig into the subject as deep as I can to find out the whys and why does it work, why it doesn't work. And this summer, I haven't decided yet, but I'll pick one or two subjects and I'll study that.
Do you take some time off on the game, or is it starting tomorrow and you start studying?
No, time off. take a few days. Like last summer was really interesting because I was in town the whole summer and Paul was in town the whole summer, and basically from Monday to pretty much Friday, every day we just sat together and we talked about the game and we looked at different videos and we exchanged ideas. It was great. So time, yes, I will. Everybody does. Everybody have to create that balance, but it's not going to be like take 2 weeks and go to somewhere. It's going to be a day here and there, and then probably the weekends, like having more of a normal life for the summer, spending some time with the family. But I don't take too many days off. I don't need days off. Go to work every day, and I'm going to a hockey rink. I mean, I'm a hockey coach, so it's. I don't need days off. We need days off in the sense that I'm going all over the place right now, but days off, it's okay. We need it, but it's not like I have 2 weeks scheduled and I'm going somewhere.
Oh. Jack Rossick was a teenager when the year started, and he ended up leading the team in scoring. Firstly, did that surprise you? And secondly, you know, what chance do you think he has of sticking with the big club as early as next year?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you've seen younger players coming in and or young players coming in 1 year, and you can see the development from October to today and the improvement that he's made. And what's interesting in those young guys is the fact that sometimes the summer is they show up at training camp and you see a big difference. They're going in the gym and now they know what to expect. They train better, not necessarily harder, because those guys usually train hard, but they train and they know what to expect. So, I mean, Jack, in this case, sky's the limit with the potential that he has. Who knows what's going to happen? And but he can control only what he's going to do this summer, and we'll see what's going to happen. But I think he's got a big summer ahead of him, and I think he will use it properly.
Scott Kozmichuk had a call-up to the Jets last season, 15-16, and performed well and came back to the Moose, played very well. Would you say this season was a bit of a disappointment for him?
We had expectations for Causey, and he's a guy that has potential. He's a good person. He's a guy that can play the game for sure. He's got a great shot. Like I told him all year, and we talked about that. Every time he shoots the puck, there's a chance he scores a goal. But he developing his game in different aspects is something that he needs to do. He still needs to work on those things. So I felt his year was inconsistent, but that's something he can change over the start in the summer to make sure he prepares properly and get ready for next year.
In terms of growth, how did you see Patrice Cormier as captain of this team?
I think it was a learning curve for Patrice. I think early in the season, he was still trying to understand the balance between the type of player he is, the new leadership role he had. He's had experience as a captain in the past, but it was different. Every year is different, and I think the second half of the season he was really strong. He was good in the first half, but the second half he was really strong as our leader. So I think he did a great job.
We've talked a lot about individual players today, but of all of them that you worked with this year, which one stood out the most for you, both on and off the ice?
Well, it's hard to pinpoint one guy. But guys like Nelson Auger is pretty impressive what he's done this year. If somebody here tells me that they expected him to play 10, 11 games in the NHL, well, you're pretty good. Send me your resume because we're going to hire you. He's done a lot of good things, and for him to play, and it's always timing. Timing is huge. So they have some injuries, and he's the guy that they're going to call up because he's been playing the right way. But for him to show up every day the way he did, and to prepare himself the way he did, and coming from junior as a defenseman, which is a tough position to improve at a young age, it takes longer. I think Nelson was one of the guys that improved the most from where he was to where he is today. It's a huge improvement. So he's certainly way up there.